The majority of the people, and there were about 4,600 of them, were simply under stakes that had been driven into the ground and covered over with plastic sheeting. Most abominable conditions. But from that Caledonia camp, we then passed through an area called Epworth, which was completely flattened. It was like bombs had been just dropped on the area, and there was not a structure in sight. And the people from that area had simply disappeared into the bush.
What has the church in Zimbabwe been able to do to help?
Passing through Epworth, we ended up in the township of Mbare. And there we came across to the Catholic Church and found, must have been about 150 people milling outside the church gates. And then inside, about the same number. And when we went in to the hall, we found that they were busy distributing food. And each day, a different sector of Mbare township, people who were in severe need, would come along and hand in their tickets, and they would be provided with maize meal, oil, salt, lentils or beans, and things of that nature, quite a balanced diet. But they were totally dependent on that. I think CRS, Catholic Relief Services, were supplying a lot of what the church was distributing at that particular point. And it was quite clear that without that help, the people would be completely and totally destitute and without hope.